Revelations and redactions. I'm Pam Puso, Fox News. The affidavit behind the FBI search of Mar-a-Lago has revealed that former President Trump was storing lots of classified material at his Florida home, and the agency believed there was more to be found.
The DOJ releasing a heavily redacted version of the affidavit used to justify the raid on Mar-a-Lago. We learned that more than half the pages were in fact redacted. The FBI believed there to be so-called probable cause of evidence of obstruction. We also learned the criminal investigation began after the National Archives sent a referral to the DOJ back in February.
Fox's Kevin Cork, the former president, has said he declassified all the documents. Dire warnings in Ukraine, where a nuclear power plant is under siege by Russian forces. The country's nuclear agency says recent shelling at the facility has increased the risk of a dangerous hydrogen or radioactive leak. The fire hazard is also high. President Biden is defending his decision to erase billions of dollars in student debt at a time of soaring inflation.
Assuming 75% of eligible borrowers take advantage of a student loan relief program, White House economists project it will cost the government $240 billion over the next 10 years, fully paid for, President Biden says, with deficit reduction.
Look, people need help.
The president told reporters student loan forgiveness will not be inflationary and will grow the economy.
Fox's Jared Halpern, some groups believe the cost could be double White House projections. As more and more migrants arrive in New York City, officials say they're being housed at 14 hotels. The migrants are being bused from Texas. America's listening to Fox News.
Hi, everybody. It's Brian Kilmeade. I want you to join me weekdays at 9 a.m. East as we break down the biggest stories of the day with some of the biggest newsmakers and, of course, what you think.
Listen live or get the podcast now at BrianKilmeadeShow.com.
An unusual encounter at a grocery store in Florida. Helmuth Kolb, a registered sex offender, is accused of trying to buy a young girl from her parents. He allegedly offered $100,000. Kolb supposedly did the same thing in 2018. Fox 35 says he offered $200,000 to a mother at a Walmart store for her 8-year-old daughter. Firefighters in Missouri tried but couldn't save a little boy this week.
Firefighters say they found 2-year-old Elijah Martinez hiding under the bathroom sink as his Florissant, Missouri home went up in flames. The young boy was unconscious. He was rushed to the hospital, but ultimately died from his injuries. His parents and 7- and 4-year-old brothers managed to escape and were treated for minor smoke inhalation. The cause of Wednesday's house fire is under investigation, but firefighters believe it was accidental. Tom Graham, Fox News.
Decades after a man vanished in the waters of Lake Mead, officials in Nevada have identified his bones.
The Clark County Coroner's Office says the bones found in early May are those of Thomas Ernst, who was a 42-year-old father who went under and never resurfaced during a night swim on the lake in early August of 2002. Still to be identified, several more sets of partial human remains found since, most of them near a former swimming area in the lake. And the man whose body was found in a rusted barrel, it appears he'd been shot to death sometime in the 70s or 80s. The water level in Lake Mead has dropped more than 170 feet in the last 40 years because of the western state's drought. It's now at less than 30% of its capacity. Jack Callahan, Fox News.
A rising river in Mississippi could inundate neighborhoods in the coming days. The Pearl River is expected to crest on Tuesday following days of heavy rain. I'm Pam Puso, and this is Fox News.
Pull up a chair and join me, Rachel Campos Duffy.
And me, former U.S. Congressman Sean Duffy, as we share our perspective on the discussions happening at kitchen tables across America.
Download From the Kitchen Table, The Duffys, at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you download podcasts.